Hello, I'm Frank Renton with another free podcast and another recording of music that made an immediate and lasting impression upon me and that still thrills me whenever I hear it, along with the track of the week from my regular music podcast at frankrentononbrass.com. I think I can remember exactly when I realised that I wanted to be a trumpet player and to play in an orchestra. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra were not long back from their triumphant American tour of 1950 when they gave a concert in Leeds Town Hall, for which my mother inexplicably got two tickets and took me along. I would have been, I guess, 11 or 12 at the time. I remember the maestro, Sir Thomas Beecham, resplendent in a dark-as-dark-can-be midnight blue tail suit, but wearing carpet slippers. Whether he'd forgotten his shoes or had a dose of gout, I'll never know, but the aplomb of a man who could wear carpet slippers with tail suit impressed me. But the most memorable thing was the sound, especially in the second half when they played Schubert's Ninth Symphony in C major, known as The Great, and particularly the sound of the brass. I found the whole thing totally energizing, and as they say, I was hooked. A couple of years later, I was ready to audition for the National Youth Orchestra. I played nicely and was told by Ruth Relton, the music director, that I was good enough. But unfortunately, my embouchure wasn't centred, and that in the National Youth Orchestra, all the brass players played straight out of the middle. So I went back to my teacher, asked what to do. "Just put the mouthpiece in the middle and get on with it," he said. So that's what I did. And a year later, I was accepted into the orchestra as third trumpet and second cornet. I awaited the arrival of the parts with great eagerness, but when they did, I realised that I would have to transpose, but got help from the wonderful Arthur Butterworth, who played second trumpet to Willie Lang in the Halle Orchestra of the time, and off I went. Our first day started with a sectional rehearsal with the legend that was Ernest Hall, and I was impressed by the standard of all the players, and the sound of double brass was stupendous. Then that first evening we had our first full orchestral rehearsal under Maestro Walter Suskind, and the first thing on the list was the overture to Wagner's opera The Mastersingers. The baton came down, this orchestra of 100 or more young people burst into life, and I burst into tears. I'd never heard anything like it in my life. The sheer vibrancy and weight of sound was just overwhelming. My show of emotion didn't last long as I got a kick in the shins from my desk partner. As I played, I couldn't believe that I was actually sat inside this wonderful welter of sound. It's a sound that has never left me, and here it is.
Thank you.
The Orchestra of Sadler's Wells recorded at a live performance in 1968, and it's worth remembering that for the players on the recording, after that enormous performance of the overture to Master Singers, there was another 4 hours of playing and concentration to go. My track of the week from my regular music podcast follows in a minute, and compared to the Wagner is much reduced in scale, but every bit as brilliant as what you've just heard. I'll be with you shortly.
Frank Renton on Brass is the place that Frank shares his love of music with experts, players, aficionados, but perhaps most of all, people who don't know much about brass but just love the sound they make. As well as this new free-to-access Frank Renton on Brass podcast, we also have a subscription podcast platform. Why not visit frankrentononbrass.com for all the information about our podcasts and to sign up to join us and to have full access to them.
Welcome back for the second half of this free podcast from frankrentononbrass.com and a track from my weekly music podcast that is a bit special. Simon Lenton is just a brilliant all-round musician. He plays, he teaches, he conducts, he writes for ensembles all over the world. But he is one of those really annoying people who makes the whole business of playing a trumpet look so effortless when we all know that it isn't. He's at heart a free spirit and a freelance player, but has been first trumpet with the Quintet Fine Arts Brass since 1985, an ever-present and stunning soloist and member of the ensemble, whilst around him have been several changes in personnel. When they recorded the A to Z of Jazz for Nimbus Records, the trumpets were Simon and Angela Whelan, Chris Parks French horn, Simon Hogg trombone and Sam Elliott tuba. So, track of the week here at frankrentononbrass.com, The Carnival of Venice, as envisaged by Harry James, played by Simon Lenton with Fine Arts Brass. Simon Lenton in terrific form as ever, and he makes it all sound as easy as he makes it look. Why don't you join me to hear the rest of the podcast and all the interviews and opinions in Beyond the Barlines and Frankly Speaking, available now at frankrentononbrass.com.